It's time now for Tiger Talk Overtime.
There's a price to pay to win a championship. How we practice is how we're going to play. It's time. It's time all these distractions in, and we start getting to work and start doing it the right way.
Nobody split. Give the ball up and over.
Court, Brian Smith, baseline, eight-footer, in and out, good. Oh, my goodness, they put it down that corner. Oh, my goodness. Hello, Abbeville, Alabama, a one-handed slam.
Carnell Williams at the tailback. They'll hand it off to Williams up the middle. 25, cuts it inside. 35, 40, there goes Cadillac. To the 50, to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, to the 15, 10. Go crazy, Cadillac. Go crazy. Touchdown.
Reach in down. Away. Ball loose on the deck. Throws it back out. Harper gets it. Harper down the floor. Harper shovels it to Brown for three. Yeah!
I tell you, you ain't going to run get any popcorn if we keep this up.
I knew we could be competitive in men's basketball at Auburn. I didn't think the championships were necessarily in the cards. Auburn's a special place. I had a special team.
Bryce eyes the bucket. Spins it up. In and out. No. Rebound. Washington saved it. But Brown is there for three in the corner.
Some defense now.
We've come a long way, and just grateful for the opportunity. Understand that if it wasn't for Auburn bringing me to be their basketball coach, I never would have had the opportunity to realize, obviously, one of my goals as a college coach is to get to the Final Four.
That does it. History has been made. The Auburn Tigers, for the first time ever, are going to the Final Four.
Tiger Talk Overtime is presented by Wiltu, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now at 343-0106. Now, live from the Voodoo Wing Company on Old Shell Road, across from USA, here's your host, Doug Holton.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome into Tiger Talk Overtime for 2022. We are here at the Voodoo Wing Company on Old Shell Road, inviting you to come on out and see us tonight. Certainly a lot to talk about this evening. It is musical chairs on the football roster right now, as it is many places with the transfer portal, and we'll discuss that tonight. Is the portal here to stay? It seems so, and if so, how in the world does it work long-term? Not sure I know the answer to that one right now. Today, the news that Texas A&M quarterback Zach Calzada is transferring to Auburn. And in just a minute, we'll be talking with AuburnSports.com's Brian Stultz about that and all the other transfer news. We are happy to be with you for the first time in history for basketball season this year. Things looking very promising for Bruce Pearl and the Tigers, ranked in the top 10 and coming off 15-point wins over LSU and South Carolina. After the SC game, Coach Pearl talked about the victory.
Toughest score against South Carolina. Hard to not turn over. Did a good job in the first half, but not in the second. Our first half defense was terrific. I thought we played very well in the first half. Played even in the second half. Turned it over too much. Did a good job on the boards. The bench was terrific. Wendell Green in his back-to-back road appearances demonstrated his courage, his swagger, his confidence, and did a great job closing the game out.
I'm just more locked in right now. Just trying to stay consistent. That's one of my goals this year coming into the year was just consistency, not having 21 night and then low numbers the next night, just finding my teammates. So I just want to be consistent. And that's what I've been trying to do. So, we have several guys that can go for however many points every night, So it's not just one guy that we're relying on. Our depth is crazy. We got 11, 12 guys that can do it. And I feel like that's what makes it so special.
Yes, that was, you might have guessed it, Wendell Green playing on a new level the last few games, a career high against South Carolina, and love the way he is distributing and dishing the basketball. And his running mate, Zepp Jasper, with a nice outing against the Gamecocks as well.
inside the arc, left-hand dribble, 19-footer, Zepp Jasper, swish! Does not use the screen yet from Walker.
He will now.
Now he does. Jasper, three ball, left side, switch! Oh, Zepp for three! Green, top of the circle. Right side to the free throw line. Out to the top, Zepp Jasper for three. Good!
That'll put your lights out.
My goodness, was that a big shot?
Zepp was terrific, man. He was terrific. Made big shots, played great defense, so much energy out there. I got to get him a rebound a little bit. But that's, again, if you want to take a picture of an Auburn basketball player, and it would be Zepp Jasper, and say that's Auburn basketball, I'm okay with it. You know, particularly his effort, his energy on the defensive end, I was glad to see him, you know, make a few shots tonight. You know, he's not shot particularly well. That's just, boy, that was exciting to see. So I thought we got great point guard play from Wendell and Zepp.
And some strong comments from Coach Bruce Pearl about the guards for the Auburn Tigers, Zepp Jasper and Wendell Green, playing at a very high level as the Tigers get ready for a 7 o'clock game Saturday night at home at Auburn Arena against the Florida Gators. Let's talk some more basketball now. Joining us now from the Plains, AuburnSports.com's Brian Stoltz. And, Brian, welcome into the show. Great to have you back with us again.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. Trust you had a good Christmas and New Year's?
I did. I sold my parents to Fort Myers and had a good time.
Let's talk a little basketball. First of all, Brian, tonight, Florida coming up this Saturday. As I mentioned, the Tigers coming off 15-point wins over LSU and South Carolina in the past couple of SEC outings. They're playing at a pretty high level right now, and a lot of people are starting to pick the Tigers to win the SEC and even talking about Final Fours. Is that looking too far ahead, do you think?
I don't think so. I think what's most exciting about this team is that even when Jabari, you know, he had 10 points, even when with him and Katie Johnson had an off night on Tuesday night, they still won by 15 points on the road in a place where they've had some troubles in the past. And you know, every day, every game, there's going to be someone who steps up. Wendell Green had a great game. Zepp had a great game. And, you know, Kessler continues to be a dominating presence in the middle. And, you know, like they say, defense travels. And the defense is at a top level right now. And I think that's one of the best things you can say about this team.
Absolutely. The guards are playing, like we said, at a very high level and very quick defensively. The Florida Gators coming in this weekend, they have given Auburn some problems. Like you said, Auburn played South Carolina the other night, didn't necessarily play their best second half of basketball. And, of course, Alan Flanagan not in the lineup the other night. We don't know his status yet for the ball game, I don't think, Saturday. But Florida has traditionally given Auburn some problems. Of course, they've had some very good basketball teams over the years as well.
Yeah, I mean, Florida's been one of the best programs in the SEC since this century. I mean, other than Kentucky probably. And you know, like Bruce mentioned today, they're old, they're mature, they're veterans. I think they're the 13th oldest team in college basketball. They're long, they're strong, and that center guy is going to be a good matchup and a big challenge for Kessler. First team all SEC preseason. And you know, Florida's had some better teams. I think they're not as good as they usually are, but you know, the Gators can bring it, and it'll be an interesting matchup.
Yeah, it should be this weekend. Looking forward to it. And, of course, the big news of the day, as you know, Brian, up in Auburn, Zach Calzada from Texas A&M, the quarterback for the Aggies, has committed to Auburn, will be transferring to the Plains for the 2022 season, and that has a lot of people talking in Auburn today, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was kind of not a real surprise, but it kind of came soon. And, you know, he's had his moments, especially in the game against Alabama. But as a whole, he needs to improve on his passing accuracy. He was only 56% this year. He still has 17 touchdowns and 9 interceptions, which is not that good. And but, you know, with Austin Davis coming in, they seem to have a good rapport. You know, he's a good quarterback coach, so hopefully he can improve and challenge some guys for the job. But We still got to get some offensive linemen on that team because it doesn't matter who they're going to put at a quarterback if they don't get some guys to protect them.
Definitely need some package deals with quarterbacks and offensive linemen and a couple other positions. The transfer portal is certainly an issue for the Auburn Tigers and every other team in the SEC in the country this year. I want to talk some more to you, Brian, about that in a couple of minutes after we get back from the break. And also, I think you we were talking earlier, and you said you don't think Auburn is through at the quarterback position maybe yet. They may be still looking for another addition.
Yes.
All right, let's talk more about that in just a second after the break. You can call us, 343-0106 is the number here on Tiger Talk Overtime. Later in the show, we'll be talking with Deshaun Davis and former coach Sonny Smith. Stay with us. Much more coming up right after this.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106. Now, back to the Voodoo Wing Company on Old Sale Road and Doug Holton.
Overtime. A little later on in the show, we'll be visiting with Deshaun Davis, as I mentioned earlier, former Auburn Tiger linebacker, now the defensive coordinator at Vigor High School, his alma mater. So an interesting conversation with Deshaun a little bit earlier. And we'll also have Coach Sonny Smith at the bottom of the hour and talk some more Auburn basketball as the Tigers are ranked number 9 in the country at present and heading toward the matchup with the Florida Gators this weekend at Auburn Arena. Joining us now on the phones, as we had in the first segment, Brian Stoltz of AuburnSports.com. And, Brian, I know you had an article I wanted to mention about Zepp Jasper in the past day or two. We played the comments from Coach Bruce Pearl about his amazing play against South Carolina. I know you had an article about Zepp and several others in the past couple of days that we want to know how we can see read those and take a look at your work.
Hey, you just have to type AuburnSports.com as part of the Rivals Network. Happy to work with some excellent writers, including my boss, Jay Tate. And, just AuburnSports.com and, pretty much publish 3 or 4 things a day and keep you updated on everything Auburn.
Great. Fantastic stuff. Enjoy reading it. And as we mentioned, Zepp Jasper and Wendell Green playing at a very high level. But let's get back to football for just a minute. We're going to talk to Sonny Smith coming up in a little bit about basketball. But Zach Calzada, again, comes in. He's a 6'4", 210-pound guy from Buford, Georgia, I think is his hometown where he played high school football. And last year, 2,185 yards and 17 touchdowns. And as we mentioned before, he led that big win Texas A&M had over Alabama, which a lot of Auburn people are talking about today. How do you think he stacks up, Brian, with the people that are at Auburn now? T.J. Finley, and you've got Garner coming in as a true freshman. Where do you think Zach stacks up right now?
Oh, I think if the season started today, I think Zach would definitely be the starter. As long as he, had a couple months to get situated through the coaching staff and the scheme and stuff like that. But I think he brings all the qualities that Harson wants in a quarterback. I just don't think T.J. Finley is the guy. And what they do with Demetrius Davis, who knows? I mean, they had their chances to put him in this year, and they didn't trust him enough, or he just wasn't good enough to play. And then that Holden guy, he'll be a part of the competition as well. But I think if the season starts right now, I think Zach would be the starter.
Yeah, Garner certainly finished up his high school campaign in style, winning the state championship over in Georgia. So I would expect he will be a guy to watch at Auburn, if not next year, in the years to come. And as we were talking earlier, Brian, you think maybe Auburn is not done looking at quarterbacks in the offseason and in the portal. They may have some work to do. We've heard rumors about Caleb Williams out of Oklahoma, and a guy that I think really makes some sense, Robbie Ashford out of Oregon, who played his high school football at Hoover High School in Birmingham, may want to come back closer to home. I don't know if that's the case or not. What do you think?
Well, all we've heard is that they're trying to get signed two quarterbacks to the transfer portal. They already got one in Zach, but and all we've heard is the next one is from the West Coast. So could it be the kid from Oregon? Possibly. I just don't see Caleb Williams coming to Auburn, but crazier things have happened. But all we've heard all offseason is that they're going to try to sign two quarterbacks in the portal.
Yeah, it would make sense, and we'll see what happens in the coming days. It's been a very, very busy time in the portal so far. I jotted down a few notes that I could could remember from the past couple of days. The ends, the guys coming back, Anders Carlson, John Samuel Schenker, Derek Hall, Owen Papo, and, of course, Tank Bigsby. And the guys that are on the way out, Drayshawn Miller, Dre Butler, T.D. Moultrie, Kobe Hudson, interesting story there. Those guys on the way out from Auburn. How do you think Auburn has fared as far as the transfer portal? I was talking to Deshaun about that earlier today. You just have to see who comes in and goes out and see if you finish on the positive side, I guess.
I think they've won more than they lost. I think the only big loss has been Kobe Hudson, their best receiver by far. Not by far, but best receiver, both reliable and big plays this season. That was a surprise, but apparently him and Harson had some words from what I hear. But I think that's the only true loss. I mean, Drayshawn Miller was barely seen this year. The other kids were barely seen. And the return of Gary Call and Kobe Wooden is as big as it comes for this defensive line.
Absolutely. Those two guys are going to make a big difference, especially with Emba and the guy, I think his name is Jones from Oregon, that is coming in on the defensive line. With those two guys on the outside and those two other guys on the interior, should make for a formidable defensive line next season, I would think.
Yeah, and they got some safeties coming in. They got some talented players, and the return of Owen Papo at linebacker really steadies that position. So I think the defense next year is kind of set. They just need some more depth at the linebacker and safety position, but I'm pretty excited about the defense next year, and we'll see what they can do.
Yeah, the big question, you mentioned Papo, one of the big question marks as far as Auburn is concerned next year is linebacker, with the guy who almost did everything this year, Zakobi McClain, leaving. Who would be a candidate, do you think, to step into his shoes next year?
I think it's Papo. I think Papo takes over. You know, he's been prime for this position for a long time. I wouldn't be surprised if they signed another linebacker in the transfer out of the transfer portal. I think it's Papo. He's been an emotional leader for this defense, even though he's been hurt. I think he'll have a big senior year.
Yeah, absolutely. And they have to find a running mate to go with him. One of the other headlines, Brian, we're talking with Brian Stoltz of AuburnSports.com. And, Brian, one of the other headlines today was Mike Hartline, it looks like, will be hired by Auburn as an offensive analyst. Mm-hmm. And he was a former quarterback at the University of Kentucky and has been the offensive coordinator at Ohio Dominican for the last 3 years. And his brother is Brian, who is the wide receivers coach at Ohio State. So another big addition to the offensive staff for Brian Harsin today.
Yeah, I think the more minds they bring in and that Harsin can mold as his own, like he's going to do with Austin Davis, I think it's great for both the program and especially for the quarterbacks in the future. Hartline has experience playing quarterback, like you said. Austin Davis has the experience as well. And there's nothing better than having a coach that or an analyst that knows what it's like to line up on the center and face what these guys are facing and kind of read what they're reading with them after games and during the week and stuff like that. I think that's one of the best qualities that he brings.
Yeah, I read something also about Gene Chizik, a candidate for the USFL spot at the Birmingham Stallions today. But anyway, we'll keep following that. But Austin Davis, have we heard anything more from Austin? Has he visited the plane since we last talked, do you think?
I don't know if he's visited or not. I'm sure he's had some fillers out, but with the Seahawks still in their season, he's still under contract, so he's still working hard for the Seahawks. And, it'll be interesting to see how much of an impact he makes this spring, especially with the quarterback situation, and see what they can do with the competition during the spring and going into the fall. But I think it's a great hire by Harsin. I think Harsin's going to obviously take a lot more, put his hands a lot more in the offense, in offensive game calling, because Austin Davis has never been an offensive coordinator, obviously. But I think it's a great hire that he'll be able to relate to the young guys and things like that. So I think it's a positive for Auburn.
Yep. Taking your phone calls tonight, 343-0106 is our number here on Tiger Talk Overtime, and chatting for another minute or two with Brian Stoltz of AuburnSports.com. Brian, on the other side of the football, Nick Eason to Clemson. A little bit of a surprise to Auburn people, and that that move was a little bit of a surprise to a lot of Auburn people.
Yeah, I mean, them losing Clemson lost a lot of talent on the coaching staff this past year, and you know, he's a Clemson grad, I'm pretty sure, and he played there. So that doesn't make that much of a surprise. But if they can get a quality coach, like they were talking about that NFL coach, or maybe somebody on the staff that is familiar with these players, has experience coaching the D-line, I don't think there will be any step back for the D-line next year. Maybe even better.
Yeah, a lot of people talking about Brinson Buckner, who is in the National Football League right now. And that seems to be something that coaches in college football are looking for now, that NFL experience, to bring that coach in.
Yeah, I mean, coaching at the elite level, when you reach the NFL, that's the apex of this game. And to get there, you have to put in a lot of hours and have a lot of experience and a lot of success. So bringing in a guy like that can teach these guys what it means to be a pro and what it takes to be a pro is – you know, that's always a positive for these kids who are trying to take the next step and play on Sundays.
Absolutely. Brian, want to thank you for joining us tonight. Keep us up to date there in Auburn. Brian Stoltz from AuburnSports.com. And enjoy all of your articles and all of the information that you put out during the week.
My pleasure, sir. It's always fun.
All right. Brian Stoltz of AuburnSports.com. And lots of football news this week. We're going to talk more about that later in the show. We'll be visiting with Deshaun Davis. When we come back, we'll talk some basketball with former coach Sonny Smith after this.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106. Now, back to the Voodoo Wing Company on Old Sale Road and Doug Holton.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Voodoo Wing Company. We are here and hope you'll come out and join us tonight for some great food and some great entertainment on all the big screens here at the Voodoo Wing Company on Old Shell Road. We want to switch gears a little bit here. We've been talking some football. We want to talk some basketball now and welcome into the show former head coach of the Tigers, Coach Sonny Smith. And, Coach, always great to have you with us to talk some hoops.
Well, I'm glad to be with you. Thanks for asking me.
I know it's kind of odd that people are, when they come up to me in the community now, Coach, people want to talk basketball instead of football. That's kind of odd in Auburn, isn't it?
It's getting better. It's it used to be an all-time thing, but now basketball has jumped up there to where it's a lot more conversations about round ball than there used to be, for sure.
Yeah, we played a little bit, a clip at the beginning of the show from Coach Pearl talking about Zepp Jasper at South Carolina and Wendell Green. Tell me about their play. You were at the game doing the color the other night. Tell me about their play at the guard position, the point guard position. They're pretty strong right now in a 1-2 combo there.
neither one is very tall. They're not extremely standing out in any one category except efforts. They both give great effort. They don't make mistakes. They don't take bad shots. And when you give them a man, that man has really been worked on when they do it. They really get after it. The thing that's jumped out at me, I'm trying to say it with a lot of different things, but their efforts. They both want to win, and they both take advantage of their talents really well. I don't see any drop-off in them in any game, you know, except they might be scoring the ball occasionally, but never a let-up in effort, never a let-up in being in the right place defensively. I've been really impressed with both of them.
Yeah, and you throw in KD in that mix, and they're all very quick defensively. And then hopefully we get Alan Flanagan back. I don't know if he's going to be back for this weekend or not, but if they get him and Devin back at full strength, that's quite a really the strength of this team, Coach, is the numbers, I guess. You got 11 or 12 guys that can really play, and they're playing well together.
Yeah, that's two really good points right there. We got a deep team. We got a team that plays well together. We got a team that runs well. You know, we don't have slow that we got to mix in with fast. There's most ever one is some kind of fairly good athletes. And when you got athletes and they can run and they can jump the way these guys do, it all comes down to defending and shooting the ball. And there's nights when they do both of them extremely well.
Yeah, that was some kind of slam that Jalen had the other night in Columbia.
You know, he's such an athlete. And you know, he doesn't – I think I just got through saying it, but he doesn't take bad shots.
Yeah.
He lets the game come to him instead of trying – he doesn't try to take over a game. But my bet would be if he really needed to, he probably could. He's that good, and you hate to even think about it and say it, but he's a one-and-done type. He really is.
Yeah. Talking with Coach Sonny Smith, former head coach of the Auburn Tigers, as Auburn gets ready for Florida coming up this weekend, coming off two 15-point SEC victories against LSU and South Carolina, and Coach, a lot of people, as I mentioned to Brian Stoltz earlier, a lot of people starting to talk about SEC championships again and Final Fours and all that kind of thing. Is it are Auburn people getting ahead of themselves, or what do you think?
I don't think you should ever get ahead of yourself in the Southeastern Conference, because if you go start looking down the lineup of people, it's hard to win on the road, you know. And I think it's going to come down to how far you go on how well you handle yourself on the road. And we're doing pretty good at that right now, and hopefully we can keep that up. But I think this league, as strong as it is, it's going to come down to the people that can win on the road. And, of course, you got to hold the home court. But as I watch teams play, I have not seen everybody. I've seen everybody except Georgia. I have not seen a weak team in this league. So you're going to have to go on the road and beat some good basketball teams if you're going to win this thing.
Yeah, and I've said a couple of times already this season, Coach, when you watch Auburn, you watch Alabama, Tennessee, Kentucky, even an Arkansas team that struggled a little bit in the early going, I wouldn't be surprised at all if you had two teams from the Southeastern Conference, which I think is the best conference in college basketball this year, that would challenge to get to a Final Four this year.
Well, the possibilities are there. I don't know enough about the other leagues yet to say that you know, we got two possibilities, three possibilities. I do know this: we do not have a weak team, and I've seen everybody but Georgia. We do not have a weak team up to that point. And if Georgia turns out to be not a weak team, this is going to be one of the strongest leagues in the country.
Absolutely.
And that makes it harder to get out of, fellas. It really does.
Yeah, it does. You're right. Chatting with Sonny Smith, former head coach of the Auburn Tigers, 343-0106. is our number if you'd like to join the conversation here on FM Talk 106.5 and Tiger Talk Overtime. Coach, I wanted to ask you quickly about Jabari Smith. Of course, you mentioned a one-and-done guy, and you can just look at him and see the talent oozing off. It seems like to me, and I wanted to get your opinion, it seems like to me sometimes he gets lost for 5 or 6 or 8 minutes and doesn't get involved in the offense as much as he can. I know he's a very unselfish player, and that's part of it. But is that, do you see that, and is that something that Coach Pearl would see?
I think everybody sees it and thinks, when is he going to take over a game? When is he going to assert himself with abilities that he has? I think it's got nothing to do with anything except he's unselfish. He wants to win, and he's on a team where they share the ball pretty good, and I think he wants to be a part of that. I think sometimes Coach Burrow's going to say, you need to take over this game. Maybe he already has. But I think what he's doing right now is sharing the ball, taking his open shots, defending really well. I don't know. You'd have to study him a lot to say, I haven't seen a weakness in him. I really haven't. He got a basketball body. He can run. He can block shots. He jumps extremely well. And when he needs to shoot, he makes it. And that's why he's one of the top players in the country as far as what the pros are looking at. I notice, I always look down and see how many pro scouts are at games. And when you got players like him and some of the other guys that we could mention in that same vein, you know that there's something there because we're filled up with pros on some nights, pro scouts.
Yeah, I noticed there was quite a few there for the LSU game in Auburn the other night watching Jabari and Walker Kessler and a lot of guys from LSU as well. But, the turnaround jumper that Jabari has is really something else. When he gets in that one-on-one situation with another player, it's very hard to guard. I know the NBA people are looking at that.
Yeah, you know, and he doesn't look for shots. You know, I mean, he'll take a shot and knows when to take a shot, but he doesn't really look to take shots. That might sound a little crazy, but he looks to win, I think, is what his deal is. I think he started out being a freshman, and I think he's moving up the ladder in that regard right now. He's thinking more about the things he needs to do to win games. I think we're going to see a better player out of it than we've had up to this point, and I've liked everything I've seen.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of unselfishness from Jabari. And as we mentioned, all of the players, the 10 or 12 guys that are chipping in right now, they're all so unselfish and all probably more worried about the other guy than they are themselves, which is nice to see.
You know, I think that's a Bruce Pearl thing. Mm-hmm. I think they buy into the things that he's selling, and I think he sells it extremely well, and I think he gets everybody's attention in practice every day, and I think they buy into what he wants done. And when you got that, when you got the players buying in, you got the talent that gets better when you buy in, you've got a strong thing there, you know. And foul trouble and injury are the only thing can set you back when you're going that good.
Absolutely. Visiting with Coach Sonny Smith about the Auburn Tigers basketball team here on a Thursday night, Tiger Talk Overtime. And, Coach, before you get away, I want to ask you about Walker Kessler, who I know a lot of people know who he is now, the transfer from North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
Has been the player of the week. He's a guy that the NBA scouts are looking at also. They're not only coming to look at Jabari, but they're coming to look at Walker and Allen and some other guys on the team.
Yeah. Before everything got going, I used to say Walker Kessler's really got talent. I wonder when it's going to come out. And I think it's starting to come that way because, when I made that statement, it sounded like a negative thing, but he wouldn't look to score. And I think right now he's starting to go with the other talented things that he can do. I think he's looking to go to the basket occasionally and shoot a shot occasionally. And I think early he didn't do that, as much as he should have, and I think he's starting to do that. He's made this team better by being the best rim protector that I've seen this year.
I think he is, and I love the way that Wendell finds a way to distribute the basketball to Walker, and I think Zepp and maybe KD also have played off of that and learned to do that as well. It seems like they're really getting him the basketball down low for those dunks.
Well, you made a great point right there. You know, I was looking around. I've always been point guard thinking all my life. I always thought you had to have one to win. And I was thinking, now who's going to be the point? Who's going to be the point? And then I look over there, and you got Wendell Green playing like a point and a second guard. So that's something that I used to look at it differently. I wanted the point guard to pass first, shoot second, to defend first. You know, but he's a guy that can do all the things that you need to do and be a great point guard along with it. And yeah. and Jasper's the same way. You don't hear much talk about him until you look at the stat sheet. And when you look at the stat sheet and you see that he's had a good game or a really good game, and you don't see many bad things. And those two guys have been better than I thought.
Coach, the music is on us. We're out of time. Always appreciate you being with us. And looking forward to the Florida game this weekend.
Okay. Thanks for having me on, fellas.
All right. Coach Sonny Smith, former coach of the Auburn Tigers. And we'll be back to talk a little more football with Deshaun Davis after this on Tiger Talk Overtime.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106. Now, back to the Voodoo Wing Company on Old Shell Road, and Doug Holton.
All right, thank you very much, and welcome back into our final segment of Tiger Talk Overtime tonight as we are here at the Voodoo Wing Company enjoying all of the great food and great beverages here at the Voodoo Wing Company. Hope you'll come by and see us, and also visit the Voodoo Wing Company in Auburn on College Street when you're up there on campus or at the ball game. In our final segment tonight, I had a chance to visit with former Tiger Deshaun Davis earlier today, and talked about a little bit about his NFL career and his college career and about his new career that he is starting now as the defensive coordinator in Mobile for his alma mater, the Vigor Wolves. Let's listen into that right now.
All right, Deshaun, thanks very much for joining us on the show, and welcome back to Mobile, I guess. It's exciting to hear the news. New defensive coordinator at your alma mater, Vigor High School. How does that feel? I know it's exciting.
Yeah, man, it's been great. I've been telling people that the emotions really didn't hit me, I think, until I made the post and people started reaching out to me and just showing love and showing interest about telling me how excited they are that, you know, I'm back home and I'm back at my alma mater. So, you know, those emotions have been rolling over to me as well, man. So I'm excited and I'm ready to hit the ground running.
Tell me a little about coaching. Is that something that's always been in the back of your mind, or did it just pop up when this opportunity came about?
No, I always wanted to get into coaching. If anybody follow my playing career, you can tell that I was kind of like the coach on the field. A lot of my coaches always say that about me. I always called myself a coach, even when I had a helmet in my hand. I just have a whistle now, so I got to kind of have that strong title behind it. But man, just knowing the game of football, having 10 other guys around me at all times, comfortable, helping those guys get into a position to be successful, that's things I always done as a player. So like I say, now I'm just back home at my alma mater, ready to pour into my community and give those guys the game that I went and got for myself.
Right. Well, welcome back home, and let's talk about the Tigers a little bit. A lot of musical chairs going on, as we talked about at the top of the show, as far as the portal is concerned right now. I guess that's par for the course in college football these days. What do you think about the Tigers and where they're headed?
I think, man, they did some really good things in recruiting early on in the early sign up here. I think they shocked a lot of people, excuse me, with the big names they were signing. they did a really, really good job of dominating that junior college level. Because right now we do need some guys that are that can come in and produce right away. You know, a lot of development comes from that freshman program. It is some guys that you can grab from there and plug and fix it flat very easy. You know, some talented guys. But overall, man, there's some guys that that are in that portal that can come in and make an impact early. And I think Coach Harsin is, man, doing a really good job trying to find those guys and find pieces that can come in and impact Auburn right away.
Speaking of the portal, what do you think? It seems like college football is it's crazy right now, isn't it?
Agency, man. It's free agency. You know, that guys are going all across the country and able to immediately have eligibility. So it's been different, and it's different from when I was playing. When I was playing, the portal wasn't in yet. I think it got in a year after I left or 2 years after I left. But when I was playing, if you transfer, you had to sit a year. Mm-hmm. And people chose not to transfer because they didn't want to lose that year of eligibility, or they didn't want to wait an entire year on the sidelines to get back on the field. So they had to suck it up and, you know, and stay with that first decision. But now, man, it's kind of up in the air. You know, when you lose some big name talent, you hate the portal. But when you gain some big name talent, you love the portal. So it's kind of that love hate relationship. You just got to hope that you're on the good end of the stick majority of the time.
Yeah. Would you like to have the portal when you were in college football? Would that have been a good thing for you?
Man, I just say, well, for me, myself personally.
Yeah.
Nah, me personally, man, I honestly probably never would have entered the portal. I did have a mishap early on in my career in Auburn, where I did have some thoughts of transferring. I thought that I should have been playing earlier than what I should have been playing and producing. From what I knew I could do, and I wasn't able to get that chance. But coaching staff changed when I was actually thinking about transferring, and Coach T. Will ended up getting a linebacker job. Coach Steele came in. It was a clean slate. They gave me a chance, and, you know, the rest is history.
Let's talk about the linebackers a little bit. Zacoby is leaving us. Papo has announced that he's coming back for another year. What do you think about the linebacking core, the new names that we might see in 2022?
Man, in that room is going to be some guys that are going to have to step up and make a name for themselves. This past year, Zacoby did a really, really good job leading that unit. I text Chandler Wooten after the season as well, told him, man, he had a hell of a season, man. He did great things. In the absence of Zacoby and in the absence of Owen as well. He had a really good senior year, and I think he put himself in position to have a chance at the next level, first and foremost. But Owen, man, it was good to see him coming back, you know, knowing his ability, a guy that's very familiar with playing in big games in that room, a guy that those younger guys can kind of look to for experience, and he can give them that extra edge, that extra push, that extra motivation. But for the rest of the guys in that room, man, this is why you chose Auburn. This is why you want to come and play in the SEC. This is why you want to come play in the big leagues. You know, guys are going to leave, going to declare early when you're in big-time programs like the Auburns of the world, the Alabamas, the Georgias, LSUs, all those type of top universities. It's going to be some big-time talent that are going to come, and they're going to declare early. And there's an opportunity for now those guys to step in and make some plays. But the standard is always going to be the standard in that room. And I'm actually glad that those younger guys have been passing that tradition on down that we try to get back into the Auburn defensive tenure. So, man, I'm really excited to see what those guys are going to do. This spring is going to be very pivotal for them, you know, getting comfortable in that system and just buying into what Coach Mason and those guys are going to do around them. But like I said, I don't think it's going to be a drop-off at all. It's just going to be some guys that are going to make a name for themselves.
Yeah, like you mentioned, a lot of in and out with – some guys coming into the program mm-hmm. in the signing period, and then the news that Coach Eason is going back to Clemson, the defensive line coach. How does that affect the program for next season? Will guys not skip a beat, or what do you think?
Man, I really honestly don't know. Depending on who they bring in that room, because I got a chance to build a relationship with Coach Eason in Cincinnati when I got drafted to Cincinnati. Cincinnati Bengals, he was the defensive line coach there. He was coaching Carl Lawson A lot of Auburn fans are familiar with that name as well. So it was kind of a welcome back tour when I walked into the facility and saw him as an Auburn coach. You know, so we kind of joked about Cincinnati and things like that, just our relationship. But, man, Coach Easton is a really, really good coach, man. He's a really, really good coach. He got those guys to play above their means this year. Coming into the season, people didn't know what Derek Hall was going to do. They didn't know what Kobe Wooten was going to do. And I think Derek ended up with like 10 sacks this year, something like that, all SEC, if I'm not mistaken, second team. But so he did a really good job getting that room to play as one. And he's a great, good recruiter as well. Very a player coach, very energetic. I know he's going to do some good things at Clemson, but it's some shoes that are going to have to be filled. You know, Rodney Gardner was the same way. When we lost Rodney Gardner, everybody was like, what's going to happen? You know, we brought Nick Easton in. He did a really good job. Coach Harsh is going to have to make another good hire because anytime Auburn defense is successful, it always starts up front. You know, even when you go back to that Alabama game, you think about the last two games that they played defensively against Alabama and Houston, that defensive line had a really, really, really good game. And anytime that front plays good, the Auburn defense look good. So this hire is going to be very important.
All right, the thoughts of Deshaun Davis. We wish him luck in his new role as the defensive coordinator for the Viger Wolves in Mobile. That'll do it for Tiger Talk Overtime tonight. Thanks for joining us, everyone. The portal transfer continues next week. We'll be following all the action there and the Auburn basketball team against the Florida Gators. You can catch it here on FM Talk 106.5. Saturday night. We'll see you next week, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Thanks to Charlie and the whole crew. We'll see you next week.